former BYU great, holds a bunch of records down there at BYU, Taysom Hill, now current Green Bay Packers quarterback. What's up, Taysom?
Not much, guys. It's great to be on here. You guys were laying it on there pretty sick.
Well, I mean, it's more so out of jealousy, I think. I mean, no, it's respect, but it's also there's a scotch of jealousy.
Definitely
as well.
Jealous of the golf thing. The home runs thing, I think I might beat that.
Really?
No, not at all. Not at all.
I was going to say, I'm happy to take you up on that anytime.
You know, I know better. I know how to pick my battles.
You know what, that particular performance, though, I was I sent out an email. We have like a former player's text feed, and I was like, dude, Taysom just hit like 19 home runs. This is what would actually be a fun event on the weekends. Get all the boys together, maybe for even a charity event here locally, whether it's baseball or softball. I think that would be a pretty cool thing for BYU to do, in fact, having former players come together and do something for a good cause. What do you think about that, Taysom? Would you be up for it?
Oh, of course. I think it's a great idea. You know, and after having had the experience that I did back in Green Bay, it was a great function for the fans. You know, we held it at a fun little stadium ballpark in Green Bay, and we sold out and had a ton of people there. We had a ton of fun. You know, we did a home run derby. We actually put on a charity game before the home run derby where we played a team filled with guys that, you know, donated to the charity function so they can come and play some of the Green Bay Packers. And it was a great function. And then the highlight was, you know, the big offense versus defense game. And it was a lot of fun. Everyone had a good time with it.
Taysom, I know this is, I don't know if, you know, you've discussed this with your agent or anything like that, but have you aligned yourself with any particular charities or anything that we should know about yet?
I have not, no. You know, to be honest, my focus the last few months has been, you know, making sure that I was healthy enough to compete at Pro Day, healthy enough to compete, you know, at our OTAs, our off-season training programs. And now that I'm there, you know, to my focus has been making the team and trying to make that happen. So hopefully everything works out. And then, you know, I'd love to give back and been a part of multiple charity events with close friends of mine, colleagues and stuff. And, you know, hopefully in the next year or so, we'll be able to put something together of my own.
Taysom, tell us about, you know, your approach to overcoming injury. Shocking, devastating on some of these injuries. One of the things that I've been most impressed with is how fast the recovery has been each time and how you seem to come back even stronger every single time on injuries where a lot of guys end up not only never coming back, but not coming back bigger and better. What's your approach?
You know, I think the first thing that I really focus on and what I've done is I made sure that, you know, I talked to a lot of people, a lot of doctors before I had an actual surgery. I got multiple opinions. And then ultimately I ended up going with the doctor that I felt most comfortable with, that I had the most trust in. And then really from then, I did everything that my doctor advised me to do. And I think from a mental standpoint, because I did everything that they instructed me to do, all I needed for me mentally to get back out on the field and know that I'm healed and I'm healthy and I'm ready to go was them to sign off on me and say, you know, hey, you're good to go, you've healed, and you're ready to compete. And from a mental standpoint, I'm able to, you know, block out everything else, any negative thoughts, you know, any thoughts of, oh, man, what if I get injured again or what if it's not healed? I've never had to deal with that because I have so much trust in my doctors, and that's really all I needed from a mental standpoint.
Yeah, was there one injury that was more difficult to deal with than the others, that was more difficult to overcome?
I mean, every injury was unique, and every injury was certainly no fun. But I think probably the hardest was the Liz Frank injury that I had in 2015. I think that was probably the most time-consuming injury that I had. I was laid up for the longest amount of time. I think I was laid up for 2.5, maybe 3 months before I could walk on my foot again. And so that, from a mental standpoint, was brutal. And then it took longer to be pain-free, you know. And so that was probably the hardest from a physical standpoint. And then from a mental standpoint, I think that, again, was probably one of the hardest, just because I just rehabbed. You know, we just came off. I had a good junior year for a few games before I got injured, and then I was ready to go. I was healthy. I was primed to come out and have a really good senior season. I felt like our schedule was in a great situation for us to have the opportunity to, you know, win a lot of football games. Certainly get to double digits. And then to come out in the opener after I'd rehabbed for 7-8 months, getting ready for that game, was disappointing, to say the least. So from a mental standpoint, I think there was so much buildup, and then to have in week one go down with another injury was probably the hardest.
Can you answer some questions about just that game and the injury? It's kind of gone down in BYU folklore already. And it's hard to know what happened and what didn't.
Yeah.
Because from my standpoint, watching, it seemed like on that long touchdown run, it was in the hitch when you hit the back of your drop. You kind of like hitched and pushed forward to step up into the pocket. That looks like when it happened to me, and then you ended up running all the way into the end zone and scoring. Obviously painful, into the locker room. Speculation as to what was said and what happened, and then you decided to come back out and play through the pain. I mean, if you're not comfortable sharing all of that, then don't. But is there any clarification on like when it happened and how it happened and what you played through in that process?
Yeah, for sure. I can give you the condensed version. So you're right, but I remember the particular play. We had an override, or sorry, the defense, they brought a corner blitz. They rolled to cover two behind it, Tampa two. So the Mike linebacker took off. And as you guys know, for a dual threat quarterback, when you see Tampa two, I mean, yeah, it's running lanes all over the place. And so when I saw that, took a quick reset. And on that reset, as I exploded forward, my foot just popped. And I certainly felt it. Sounded like I felt like I heard a pop. And there was just, you know, it was like my foot was on fire when it happened. And I didn't really think anything of it. I mean, I knew it was severe at the time, but I was still running. So I was able to keep running, and I just kept running and got in the end zone. I obviously knew something was not right. And I remember looking back and I saw a flag on the play, and I was frustrated, and I was sitting there thinking, like, how am I going to go back out on the field right now and finish this drive and go score when my foot was feeling this way? And then, if you remember right, they called a illegal hands to the face on the defense. So the touchdown stood, and went to the locker room. Got it checked out. We took an x-ray. We knew, I mean, we were pretty positive what the injury was. I was familiar with the injury because of Chad Lewis. And then most recent, my brother-in-law, Craig Bills, had just had the Liz Frank surgery. And so, you know, I was very familiar with it. I knew how severe it was. I knew what the rehab was like, and I knew it wasn't fun. So at that point, there were a few options put in front of me, and knowing that this was the end of my season in 2015, I wanted to go out and do the best I could to help the team win the football game and get the most out of that game that I could, knowing it was my last one that year. And so I went out and played another few quarters before they ultimately kind of pulled the plug on me and said it was too much with my foot. So,
yeah, the only individual in the history of men to run for a touchdown with a Liz Frank fracture dislocation. Like, I don't know if there's anybody else. I'm dead serious. I mean, you heard that from your doctors, right? They're like, why? How in the world did this happen? I mean, am I just projecting here?
No, that's right. I remember the first time I walked in, I saw my doctor. He got mad at me because I walked into his doctor office on my foot. And I told him, I was like, Doc, I mean, I played 2 quarters on this foot, so I figured walking around was not a big deal. And he kind of gave me a quick lecture, you know.
Shoot. That's classic.
The Thorderback of BYU, man. That's folklore galore right there. Taysom Hill, current Green Bay quarterback as well.
Yeah, let's switch gears and talk a little bit about the next stage of your career, Taysom. Everyone following closely, everyone excited about it. You know, you kind of had a crash course that final season at BYU with Ty Detmer, almost like a fast introduction to the pro style offense. And I'm sure there were some difficulties that came along with how fast that had to be implemented. Do you think that that's paid off quite a bit in trying to transition into the NFL game in OTAs? Did you feel like you picked up on things, recognized things at all?
Yeah, it certainly helped me. You know, I throughout my college career, I played in 3 different offenses. And every offense has certain route combinations to it, you know. So I would say throughout my career, college and now into the NFL, like a lot of the route concepts, a lot of my reads are very similar to what I've had in every offense. Now in each of those offense, the verbiage and how they call those plays, they've all been unique and they've all been very different. So from that standpoint, you know, it's like I've had to learn 4 different languages with 4 different offenses now, you know, talking about Green Bay as well. But I will say what's really helped me with Ty was being under center. You know, we did a lot more stuff under center. We had, and because we did that, all the run game, you know, was under center, which set up for our nakeds and our play actions and our boots and all that stuff, which is, you know, the prototypical offense in the NFL. And so from that standpoint, all that stuff is the same. We have all that stuff in with Green Bay. And that has been, you know, really nice and made for an easy transition in the NFL. The other thing that I would say what was helpful, I'd say there was more attention to detail as far as what the defense was doing with Ty. You know, I think my first 3 years with Coach and I, you know, it was all about going fast and going hard. And in doing that, you saw base defenses all the time. And so you knew pretty much what you were going to see. But because we were subbing, because we were huddling, you know, we saw a lot of variation to what the defenses did that we played. And so I felt like this past year we spent more time recognizing, you know, and adjusting to what the defense was doing and, you know, playing more of that chess match versus, you know, let's just get up on the line of scrimmage and just call a play. And, you know, if they beat us on a play, so be it. We'll beat them on the next one, you know, whereas we had a lot of different checks and a lot of different audibles based on what the defense was doing. And that's certainly, you know, been my experience in the NFL as well.
And competition is there right now in the NFL. You know, it's a dog-eat-dog world. We know you're competing right now for a roster spot. I think you guys just got done with another mini camp. How do you feel that you have transitioned to the NFL, Taysom? What have you done well, and how have you enjoyed the competition thus far?
First of all, I've loved my experience so far at Green Bay. I feel like it's a very classy organization, an organization that's all about business. You know, they don't really put up with a lot of nonsense over there, and there's a lot of history over there. And so it's, you know, it's good to be a football player in Green Bay for sure. As far as the competition and stuff goes, I mean, it's very clear that, you know, we're at another level. You know, I'm competing in the NFL and I'm no longer in college. And I would just say that, I mean, everybody is an all-star you know, in the NFL, and it's definitely an all-star league, and everybody is very good, and they just need opportunities. And so that has been really fun for me to be able to compete with the best in the country. And then also I would say in doing so, I've gained a lot of confidence in my ability. You know, I feel like I've gone out there and I've competed really well, and I feel like I fit in, you know, in the NFL. And so that part has been fun for me to go up and showcase, you know, and see what I'm capable of doing. Right now, as far as quarterback standpoint, there's four quarterbacks on the roster, including myself. My understanding and sort of expectation is that they'll keep three right now. So, you know, that third spot's kind of what we're competing for. You know, competition will start to heat up once we get back to training camp on July 26th. We'll get ready for our first preseason game, which is August 10th, and then we have four preseason games. And by the end of the fourth, I hope I'm still there.
Well, we expect it here in Cougar country that you'll still be there. I've heard some great things, actually. Just heard some non-biased opinions early this morning from credible sources. You're doing a great job, according to those sources. So we're proud of you for that. Let's talk a little bit about things that you're doing in this kind of this lull, this interim. I heard that you're doing a camp July 6th in Pocatello, Idaho, as well as July 7th. And then you're coming to Lehi, Utah to coach some kids as well, July 10th and July 11th. So let Cougar fans know a little bit about these camps and what they can expect.
Yeah, so I felt like this would be a good opportunity. I know when I was in college, I wasn't able to do anything like this, put on a camp for kids. And I know BYU created a lot of opportunities for the public to meet and stuff. But, you know, I didn't I always had different internships and different stuff going on through the offseason and summer programs. So I never coached the camps at BYU. And so I wanted to get out and have the opportunity to interact with, you know, kids in Utah Valley, and then as well my hometown. And so the hope will be to give the kids an introduction to, sort of what it's like to play at the college level, what it's like to transition from high school to college in the NFL. And my intention is to have a little forum where we'll do a little question and answer as we close up the camp, and where I'll have an opportunity to share some of my experience with the kids and some of the things that they can do to help them be successful at every level as well. And then we'll have a skills camp where we'll kind of hit the basis of multiple positions, give the kids opportunities to see, you know, what position best suits them. And then my intention is to have a, you know, that second day to do a quarterback specific, where we do specific skill work, and give them sort of a template of different drills, different things that they can do on their own, right? Whether it's footwork, throwing mechanics, you know, so when they're out getting ready for their upcoming seasons, they have specific things that they can work on. And again, I mean, the hope is to, you know, I've had a lot of experiences through my college career and now in the NFL, and the hope is to give some of that knowledge back to, you know, the fans and the kids that have supported me and looked up to me. And then I love to interact with the youth. And so the hope is that I'll be able to do all of that in a short time frame.
The website to check out and sign up for this these two particular camps, flexworksports.com. That's flexworksports.com. Go down and you can check out the camp section and then sign up for the Taysom Hill camp in Pocatello, Idaho, July 6th and 7th, and July 10th and July 11th in Lehi, Utah. We'll push some traffic your way, Taysom. We appreciate you hopping on with us. For those BYU fans that are huge Green Bay Packer fans, what is it like playing with Aaron Rodgers, being in that film room with him? What is the guy like?
Aaron's awesome. You know, he's been a great guy, great mentor, I'd say, for the, you know, month and a half, 2 months that I was out there. And I will say, you know, I love watching NFL football. I love watching Aaron before I got there. And you can certainly appreciate how good he is watching him on Sundays and Mondays or Thursdays, whatever it is, from your sofa. But my respect for him of how good of a football player has, you know, jumped up a thousandfold having the opportunity to work out with him, watch how specific and attention to detail he is, and all of his position work that he does. You know, every practice he has different things that he's working on, and the guy is, you know, the best I've ever seen. And so it's been a great learning experience, and he's a great guy too. So I've really, really enjoyed the experience.
Well, Jason, we appreciate you hopping on with us here on ESPN 960. Thanks for putting up with all of our questions and rehashing some of the adversity that you have gone through as a quarterback. But I think the future's bright. We'll invite all BYU fans to check out the FlexWorkSports.com website and check out the camp. Taysom Hill will be coaching July 6th and 7th in Pocatello, as well as in July 10th and 11th in Lehigh. Taysom, holler at us if you need anything. We appreciate you. Thanks for hopping on.
All right, sounds good. We'll talk to you soon.